From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, we'll explain restrictions on broadcasting NFL football games. But first, Hurricane Ivan is now less than 235 miles south of Mobile, Alabama. It's moving north through the Gulf of Mexico at about 13 miles an hour. It should strike the coast near Pensacola by early tomorrow. The storm remains a Category 4 hurricane with winds approaching 135 miles an hour. The greatest threat, though, is likely to be water and not wind. NPR's John Hamilton reports from the National Hurricane Center in Miami.
Forecasters say Ivan is likely to produce a massive storm surge that could cause the worst coastal flooding in the U.S. in several decades. This morning, forecasters at the Hurricane Center were already getting reports that tides along the Gulf Coast were a foot higher than normal. That's the first sign of a storm surge. High winds and waves literally push the sea up onto the shore, and the phenomenon is responsible for the vast majority of lives lost in hurricanes. Ed Rappaport is deputy director of the National Hurricane Center. He says Ivan could be the worst storm since Hurricane Camille struck the Mississippi coast in 1969. Camille destroyed 5,000 homes and damaged 40,000 more.
Of course, Camille, when it came ashore, was Category 5, produced a storm surge at well in excess of 20 feet. Don't know it's going to be that strong, but so we're talking about somewhere in the 15 to 20 foot, give or take, range right now.
That will be a big problem along the Gulf Coast because so much of the land there is only a few feet above normal sea level. But the damage could be much worse if the storm veered west toward New Orleans. Most of the city sits below sea level, and it actually has to pump out rainwater. Rappaport said during a press conference this morning that it looks as if New Orleans will escape the worst of Ivan.
If the forecast is perfect, New Orleans will be on the west side or the weaker side, but they'll still get tropical storm to maybe hurricane force winds with a perfect forecast. If we're off just a little bit and the storm comes in 50 miles to the west of where we're forecasting now, then they'll certainly have hurricane force winds, Category 2, maybe even Category 3.
Even that could cause major flooding in the city. More than 1 million residents have been asked to evacuate, but many haven't. Seawater isn't the only threat from Ivan. Rappaport says once Ivan hits land, torrential rains will cause storm drains to back up and rivers to overflow their banks.
As Ivan moves inland, it's going to slow. It's going to be a serious flood threat from freshwater in the next 2 to 3 and even 4 days as the center moves to the north-northeast and then weakens.
Ivan is expected to drop up to 15 inches of rain in its path, and that path is more than 200 miles wide. The storm should continue north once it makes landfall, then swing to the east. That would take it through a dozen states, including Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, and North Carolina. John Hamilton, NPR News, Miami.